The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Listening to you.
Did Santa bring a hoverboard to your home? Indeed, are you a bit big for Santa and you just decided to get one yourself? Maybe you're not even aware of what a hoverboard is. It's like a doorstep with two wheels on it and a motorized engine, and it zooms about, and they are the must-have gadget. Well, there was advice before Christmas not to bother getting them because some of them were very dodgy in their makeup. And if you saw the television pictures last night, or indeed the front of the likes of the Belfast Telegraph this morning, a family nearly had their house destroyed as a result of a hoverboard simply bursting into flames while it sat in the front room charging. I want to speak to Jonathan Bryce, who's a Principal Environmental Officer with the Council here. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Jonathan, what is the advice? What officially is the advice regarding these hoverboards?
Our advice, you're quite right in that before Christmas there was a huge amount of publicity around these products, and there simply is no way of knowing that they are safe. And our advice remains the same. We advise people who have hoverboards is to go back to the retailer where they got them from and ask them for a refund. There is no way to know that they are safe. And indeed, we have a consumer advice centre here in Belfast City Council where we have a team of people who will help people through the refund process and advise them on their rights. And if I can give you the telephone number, Frank, for people to ring, it's 90270525. That's 90270525, the Consumer Advice Service in Belfast City Council, and we will help you through the process.
Is there no such thing as a kite mark on a hoverboard?
The marks there are really, to some extent, they are not quality marks. They're not safety marks, Frank. There is no way of telling by simply looking at a hoverboard whether you have a safe one or whether you have a dangerous one or whether one that is going to go on fire, as the poor family in East Belfast found recently. There is no simple way of telling other than through the manufacturing process and getting the board officially tested through an accredited test house in England. There is no other way of simply notifying, yes, it looks safe to me.
Any parent who's listening at the moment who continues to have a hoverboard sitting under the stairs or charging in the front room, they're taking a risk with their safety.
I'm afraid they are, and the advice is still, please go back to your retailer and explain the situation, explain what you've heard on the radio, and if you don't get satisfaction from the retailer, come back to Belfast City Council, 270525, and we will advise you from there.
It was incredible, that story last night, where the young grandmother was sitting feeding the grandchild, and I think her children were there in the room as well. She was saying, just basically using their mobile phones, as you can imagine the family setting is like that in so many homes. And something is charging in the corner, and the next thing it just bursts into flames and sets the house on fire. That was an incredibly worrying experience for anyone.
Oh, terrifying. But doesn't it push home the point that you shouldn't leave things charging overnight? Imagine what would have happened if they hadn't have been in the room and able to raise the alarm so promptly. So advice with any kind of recharging equipment, please don't leave it unattended, charging overnight, because you never know what may happen.
And that goes for that advice even for mobile phones?
I think it makes common sense, Frank, for anything. There is a small amount of heat given off from any charging appliance. And now granted that most people charge their phone next to them, maybe by the bed, which is probably reasonable. But there are some recharging apparatus which are less reliable than others. So advice is always, do not leave things unattended with a live electricity supply attached.
What sort of progress are you making with the consumer advice line, liaising with the manufacturers and the suppliers of the hoverboards? Are they playing ball with you, or are they making it difficult for people to get a refund? Because the refund can be 60 or 70 quid, can't it?
Oh, yes, it can be. Yes, it's quite a lot of money that we could be talking about. And certainly the response before Christmas was very positive. And you will have seen in the media that most of the big chains and the big stores certainly said, yes, we do not want to sell these if they are in any way considered a dangerous product, and we will take them back from you. In fact, I think it was Amazon said, take them to your recycling centre, dispose of them, and give us a note to say you've done this, and we will also refund you. So the retailers and the manufacturers have been very much on board with this, and it's been quite a positive experience to see the joined-up approach which Belfast has with its retailers and its trade. So we've all worked together on this and tried to put the message out.
The surprising thing for me coming out of this morning, Jonathan, is that you're not saying there's a particular brand or one that's made in a certain country, for example, made in the United Kingdom, which is safe. They're all a risk.
Yeah, very much so. And the problem is the vast majority come from Asia, and the supply chain is not robust enough to show that the manufacturers are highly accredited